Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima. The morning news are read by Jonas Yentan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday chaired a meeting to review preparedness for the ensuing heat wave season. During the meeting, he was briefed about the temperature outlook for the period from April to June this year, including the forecast for the upcoming hot weather season. The preparedness in the health sector was also reviewed in terms of essential medicines, intravenous fluids, ice packs, ORS, and drinking water. The timely dissemination of essential awareness material, especially in regional languages, through all platforms such as television, radio, and social media, was stressed upon. During the meeting, Prime Minister Modi stressed upon the whole-of-government approach, and he said that all arms of the government at central, state and district levels and various ministries need to work on this in synergy. Modi also stressed upon awareness creation along with adequate preparation in hospitals. The Prime Minister also highlighted the need for quick detection and putting out forest fires. Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, has now blamed the Nagaland government for failing to materialize their demand for Frontier Nagaland Territory, FNT, before the announcement of the Model Code of Conduct. In a statement, the ENPO stated that they have come to know that MHA has handed over the highlights of the draft MOS for FNT to the state government in the month of December last year, to which it was supposed to give its comments before 31st of December 2023. The organization also learned that the state government is yet to give its comments on the draft to the government of India, due to which the FNT could not be materialized before the announcement of the election Model Code of Conduct to the Lok Sabha 2024 as committed by MHA. The ENPO added that according to the commitment made by MHA, Government of India to the ENPO, the arrangement of FNT was supposed to settle before the Election Model Code of Conduct came into force. The ENPO therefore maintained that the Eastern Nagaland public has taken its decision to abstain from election because of the state government not giving its comments to the central government, thereby stalling the settlement of FNT. Independent candidate for the Lok Sabha election, Haiting Tungwe Lotha, has appealed to the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, to reconsider their decision of abstaining from the upcoming elections. Lotha said the power of 4 lakh plus votes of Eastern Nagaland can be a catalyst of change, adding that participating in this electoral process will be the most historic and defining moment to truly show the power and worth of the Eastern people of Nagaland. Lotha said if given an opportunity to serve as an elected MP, he would prioritize in fulfilling the needs and aspirations of the people of Eastern Nagaland for a better future by fulfilling the demands for FNT. He also added that special attention will be made in the education and health sectors of Eastern Nagaland. Lotha further appealed to the ENPO to invest their faith and power of votes on a candidate like him who is neither influenced or dictated by the ideology of any political party or with any obligation, but only driven by the philosophy of to facilitate equality and justice for all. Indian National Congress and INDIA consensus candidate for the 18th Lok Sabha polls from Nagaland parliamentary constituency, S. Supungmeran Jamil, has said that he is standing against all odds for the cause of secularism while cautioning the imminent imposition of uniform civil code if the BJP is voted back to power. Addressing a campaign rally at Sanis in Walker yesterday, Jamil reasserted his unwavering commitment towards the protection of the Naga way of life. President of Sanis Unit of LJP, Jenyatung Jami, in his address, expressed confidence that the collective intelligence of the people of Nagaland will rise above narrow socio-economic considerations this time and vote for change. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister and BJP leader Y.U. Patil said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has a special focus on the Northeast India, and that under the dynamic leadership of PM, the region has developed to the larger extent under the BJP government for the last 10 years. He said this yesterday while campaigning for Gachui Dimiti Zimik, NPF, an NDA candidate for Outer Manipur parliamentary constituency at Leipung Dambak village, Chandel district, under Manipur. Button also urged the Christian community not to be misled by the false propaganda of the Congress that BJP is a Hindu party and anti-Christian. He asserted that BJP party uphold secularism and advocates for democracy, which is enshrined under the Constitution of India. Button further appealed to voters to vote in favour of Zimik, the NDR Alliance candidate for the development of the state of Manipur, in particular in the Northeast region as a whole. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.